Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Podcasts are not for me.
I don't like them.
No, but that's sort of the truth.
I listened to one of them and it was bad.
Which one? Oh, we can't name that.
Yeah.
But I assume we could guess any of them.
Yeah.
And we knew that going into it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to assume. I mean, I hoped it would be good, but it was just bad.
Yeah.
You can only listen for like 10 or 15 minutes until you're just like, it's not on.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
So.
That's that on that.
That's that on that. I really won't listen to podcasts unless
you don't listen to anything at all?
Not generally.
Really?
I started listening to this one with Judith Lucy. Pretty cool.
Judith Lucy.
Okay, do you know what it occurred to me that I
Wait, who's Judith Lucy?
A comedian. An
old lady. Funny comedian. Old lady.
Funny
Wacky.
Old lady.
Where's the boots?
Yeah, still got it.
Yeah. One time I put her special on a long plane flight I was on.
Uh-huh.
And I fell asleep.
And I turned it off.
Yeah.
No, but can I say, you know when it occurred to me why people listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
There was a moment where when I'm fully alone, and I'm just with the banality or banality, whatever the word is.
The banal.
Banalness.
The banal.
The banalness of life. I was like, oh, I can't just have silence.
Yeah.
Like it hit me so deep. I was like, you expect, I need something. So then I put on a podcast because I felt lonely.
Which one?
I told you, Judith Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
All What's back. Her podcast?
Dirty old whore. What's her podcast about?
It's actually really good and I do recommend it. It's called, it's actually quite up your alley.
What
it's
is it?
Like, it's called like, all, it's called like annoyed, cranky and like the world's ending, something like that. Okay. It's very like,
yeah.
It's not that name.
Yeah.
But it's her being like, everything is bad. Let's talk about it.
To a guest?
A little bit. It's more her storytelling.
Just alone.
Yeah, but then she had a guest on, like, of a lady.
Wow.
I'm doing a terrible job. It's just, you should just listen to it. Oh my God, that is awful.
I hope the mic didn't pick that up.
It will have.
Okay.
The whole room's picked it up.
I'm sorry, I'll try and wave it away. No, that's fine. Hey, anyways. There's no gun. You don't have to describe Judith Lucy's podcast well.
No, I know. There's a gun in my own head.
I don't think I would listen to it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't like, I don't know. I like her. I'm sure that she's nice, you know?
But it's not about that.
It's not about that.
We don't care about that.
It's, can you deliver?
But what I'm saying is like, I think I haven't been listening to podcasts because either I'm with somebody.
You spent a lot of time with Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
And then there's always music, though. You still have that music problem?
No. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, it is so... I don't know if you feel this, but...
I absolutely
feel
this. It's
so lonely.
I agree.
It's so... Like, when I... There was a moment where Ben left me, and also I was in a bit of a down spiral, okay. Whatever. But Ben left, and I felt this, like, fear and dread. And it was the night I messaged you, and I was so...
Oh, yeah.
I felt lonely. It was such a weird feeling. I felt lonely and sad and everything was different and I was like hollow and I had to like journal and I was like, this feels awful.
Mm.
But it also felt comforting to be like, I'm feeling feelings and it's actually beautiful being alone. Like, I think it's like you're always reminding me, it's like, why don't you be alone, sis? Like, that is a thing that's good to remember.
I find, like, the opposite with me. Like, I spend so much time listening to podcasts or, like, making sure that there's something that I'm consuming every single second.
Yeah.
That, like, I make sure specifically to, like, today when I had a few breaks from work, I, like, walked around the block. What I do is I have my old iPhone, like, earbuds, and I don't have them connected to anything. And I just put, like, the bottom of the connection in my pocket, and I walk around with them in. Because in my head, it's like if I see someone walking around with like earbuds in, then it's like...
You're like, they're chill.
They're chill.
And if you just see someone walking around with no earbuds, you're like, what's wrong with you?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
So it's like,
so what you're
vibe.
Saying is you need to take time to
I need to make sure to take time to be...
With
in,
your thoughts.
In, with my thoughts and also like in the world, like to like literally like feel the sun on my face and be like, I can hear birds or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. But I actually haven't... I haven't been journaling very much in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And it's the times that I have journaled, it's been really helpful.
That's good.
Because it's like, that's the time when I can like really get into my thoughts.
That's why it's real. I'm saying like, it's really powerful for you to be alone with yourself. And maybe that's something that for people who don't do that heaps, it can really hit you.
Oh yeah.
It really hits you. And it means like, well, what are you going to do, sis? Like, where are you going to take this? And I was just in a time where I was like, oh, this feels bad, but it's good that it's feeling bad to be like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's good to look at it.
And I think that's really interesting with the earbuds. It gives you like this cloak of like, it's not anonymity, but if there's just someone sitting and they don't have their phone on and they're not reading a book and they're not listening to anything, it's a little bit like...
Well, I used to spend so much time at cafes, like, and what I would do is often I would listen to a podcast, like, while I was eating, because it was just, like, enjoyable and it made me happy and blah, 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 blah. But, like, if I didn't want to listen to something, if I just wanted to sit, what I would do is I would take out my journal, I would open it up, have a pen in my hand, and I would have earbuds in, and I would just, like, sit. And I was like, it looks like I'm busy.
Doing
like things. It looks like I'm writing something.
Yeah.
But like, if you just saw me sitting at a cafe at a table on Norton Street, staring out, it would be like, what's going on?
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
It's like that bit that I was trying to tell you that I was going to do. Wiping your glasses without taking them off.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately, you're a psychopath.
What's going on?
So, and the only reason you take them off and do it is for other people.
I would say that for me, it actually helps me to get both sides when I
wipe. You could do both sides with it on your face.
My glasses
you go
are
from
quite
the back.
Close into my eyes.
Well, I just want to say that that is something that like you're adjusting because you're really disrupting everything. You're disrupting everything socially.
Who, me or you?
No, I'm saying like the act of me cleaning my glasses
with them
on my face, maybe making eye contact. People are going to be like, what's happening? In the same way that someone, you sitting at a bar, not a bar.
at a bar 11 p.m. alone having a martini.
No, that's normal. People sitting alone at a bar is normal. But you
is that normal? But cafe in the middle of the day is not normal.
Well, you tell me.
I have to be an alcoholic to sit alone?
You tell me. I don't know. That's the social norm.
What's up with that?
It's in the movies. A girl sitting alone at a bar with a cherry in her...
In her pussy.
And in her drink.
And in her drink. She's tying a stem in her mouth. The waiter walks over and she's like, look what I did. Spits it out.
You know, that's like you're mulling things over. But at the same time, I also think that's weird. I don't think people are doing that in Sydney.
I know.
People say that Sydney is a really antisocial place.
Really?
And we love it.
And I prefer
fuck
it
yourself.
That way.
I hear it all the time from foreign people.
From foreigners.
from dirty foreigners.
Italians.
I don't know why they say
Germans.
No, but I mean, like, you know, when we meet people.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that from people who are from small towns. That they're like, or even my ex-housemate, Maddo, shout out, who has never listened to this, will never listen. They've told me that joyfully.
We do this for you, babe.
This is for you, babe. This is for you, diva. they're from Perth. And they say that in Perth, you like wave hi to people in the street. Whereas in Sydney, if you do that, you get spat in
your
face.
There's the SWAT team.
You get red dots all over you. Lasers. That's like you. You smile at people and they treat you like garbage.
You're gonna be like, that's it. You smoke. I smile at people. Yeah, I do it less.
You do less. Because it doesn't get anything back, right?
Well, it's not even like, it's something that, I think, okay. I think that back then, when I was a young girl with a father who kept me in like a cage vibes, I think I was very desperate to connect with everyone all the time.
Just when you add vibes to it, it's like domestic abuse vibes.
It's just the vibe
24
of it.
Years of hell vibes. Life-changing events vibes.
Yeah, so those vibes. I think that like it meant that as like a person, I was like obsessed with like really like really connecting and like looking connect. And look, and that's where I fucking came from, and just like always looking for, even if it's validation, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas like I think it's gotten to a point where now I don't need that as much. I have now my own life, which makes sense when you think of the city and everyone's walking, they're all doing their own thing, they're on their own path. So that's, if you make it about yourself, you're not really launching out. But which means I'm now like the rest of us, which means that when you do reach out and you, sometimes I will like smile at someone and then you get that beautiful pang where it's like, oh, that's not, I forget that why that's lovely is that you can make someone's day or someone will give you the rude finger, whatever. It's like you roll the dice, but I do it less, but I remember it, but I'm doing it less. And it's like that story that I told you where I met these two moving guys and one was really like eyesy. He was very like, I was with my mom and he was like, you know, not polite to my mom, but then he would make eye contact with me.
He'd touch my shoulder.
Touch my shoulder with his eye. Yeah. And you know what they're doing? It's that like, hey, cutie. Yeah. And old little Chetty baby would have been like, oh, this is everything. Really? But I was like, not, no,
even
I don't really
fugly,
want.
Though?
Yeah.
Really?
A rat could eye fuck me and I'd be like, okay. I'm a rat now. A little bit, yeah. So I think that is kind of a good thing, a little bit, for me.
That's
that
great.
I'm not obsessed with that anymore.
Yeah.
And but I'm, it's not about being rude or anything. And it's like, go off, king. You know, I fuck me, that's fine. But
I find that I we talked about this ages ago, and I remember that I think I said something along the lines of like, I prefer to not even try to look at people at all out of fear that they'll be like, yuck, or they'll be like, ugh, or even the fear that they will look back. And now, years later, since we've been doing this podcast for 30 years, I experiment with looking like at people and smile and like smiling a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's like a slippery slope. It's like sometimes it's weird vibes.
Yeah.
It can very quickly go to like one person, I think, feeling like they're being rude.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if someone smiles at me, but then like I just happen to be looking down at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm not going to like snap up and be like,
you're a bitch.
Yeah.
You've got 1 second to make an impression in your day to day
life. Elevator pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Shark Tank. And no, I'm not selling the highlighters. Yeah.
And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool that you're experimenting.
Yeah.
I think that's all it is. It's a mood.
It's kind of fun.
Can I tell you something I used to love to do, and I think I would still love it now, but on the school bus, doing sweet or sour.
Yeah, when you like smile,
you wave
at
and wave and and then if they wave back it's like yay, and if they you're like
damn it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I think that's still fun.
Now that I'm driving around in my car,
you're waving.
I'm screaming at people on the street. Hey guys! Well, I play music.
Get in!
Where are you going? I play music really loud and I sing along to it.
Stop.
And I used to be so ashamed, of course. And now I usually keep the windows up, but sometimes I'll go windows down.
Yeah.
I'll sing along. I don't care.
Okay, can I tell
it's
you?
It's like great. It's party.
I love that. To me, that's my favorite is when you're in the car and your music is loud. And to me, I'm like, it's the closest thing I'll get to my dream, which is like movie vibes.
Being a rock star.
Being a rock star, like walking down the street and everyone can hear the same music like Jesus is playing it. Like it's above us.
Yeah.
And no, I don't really mean Jesus. People are like, okay,
it's
she's
a
Catholic.
Religious film. We're all getting baptized.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love, in my head, that's like, it's like a movie and it's like everyone get involved, but a lot of times people hate it.
People are really angry and upset.
And I think someone I know, either some of my exes were like, what you're doing is illegal. Like you can't
you're
hear.
You're committing a crime. Okay, girly.
You can't hear any other cars. And that is true. It could be dangerous.
I like when the cars, if I'm in a car and there's no music playing and the car next to us is like,
oh, Black Betty.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
rock and roll vibe. Then it's like fun. It's fun to get into it. But
honestly, if I'm
alone and I'm walking down the street and a scary car pulls by and they're playing, you know,
bang bang,
bang bang into the room.
I'm scared.
I feel scared. No, I'll be like hoodlum. I'll be like scared. Sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I've been yelled at from cars. Have you been yelled at from cars?
Only nice things.
You're beautiful.
Stay in school.
Your mother's an angel.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I've been yelled. I've been yelled. Gay.
Hey, same. Big ass.
Italian. Who wants a pasta?
And that really hurts my feelings. No, I think I remember I got something shouted at me. Again, I don't think it's happened often, but I was shook. Mm. And I remember like feeling empowered and I like wrote a sketch that was bad. I was like, here's the pitch.
In response, I wrote an unfunny sketch. And I proudly presented it on Instagram Live, as is tradition nowadays.
Okay, what do we think of Instagram Live?
Bad.
But at the same time, I like...
It's nice that people are trying. Here's the thing. Guess what? I'm going to tune in for 5-10 seconds.
And then I'm out.
And then I'm out.
Okay, can I tell you something so funny? Yeah. Okay. Someone, let's say a colleague of ours, went on Instagram Live recently.
Yeah.
And I went on and I was the only one there. No. And I freaked out and I got out.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's someone you kind of don't really know. And awesome. It's someone I don't super know.
Yeah, get out.
And I was just the only one there and I got make it social anxiety via online Medium forum.
Because then that's a private conversation. You're FaceTiming them.
Yeah. And I'm like, I always want to be like, I want to be invisible jumping in on the live and then getting out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Voyeur.
The thing is, I would love to do an Instagram Live, but I just think I wouldn't have the numbers. Like, that's the tea. Everyone I'm seeing, I'm watching a lot of New York comics do it.
Mm.
That's, you know, I was up that, I told you, 6 a.m. Have you watched hers? Salta and like.
Do you watch the whole thing, though? Because with her, I can't watch for that long.
I didn't really watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was more, I was watching this other one called Gertie Bird.
And yeah, oh my she's god, her been matcha doing thing?
Yes.
Oh my god, those are amazing.
They're really cool.
They're like dance classes. I really want to do one.
I really want to do one too, but it's on at like 4 a.m. Yeah, like you'd have to do it yourself. Yeah. Anyways, but they're going off and like these people have like 30,000 followers. So like the bare minimum getting is 100. You don't want to do a Facebook Live to two people.
I guess not. Yeah, I think I don't know. Well, my friend Ping, shout out. Mm-hmm. She did two TikTok dance classes.
Wow.
And for me personally, like, I get really nervous dancing. And I got to, like, do a dance class in my house. Mm. And it was, like, really simple. And it was really fun. And people were, like, messaging. And, like, I didn't really know any other people in it. And, like, I really enjoyed it as a viewer. I think in terms of content creation, I worry about, like, when you're live, it's, like, get in front of an audience. But you don't know how many people are in the audience. And also, you have to be doing things the whole time.
Yeah.
You can't, like, take breaks.
Yeah.
It's like you need to, I don't know if you can go live with like no premise, because what you see people do, oh my God, today when I was at work in my home office, in my room, one of the kids from Cheer, did you ever watch Cheer?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Oh, girl, you got to get in there, diva.
Oh, I know.
It's good. One of the kids from Cheer, Dylan Brandt, with a T at the end, I think he's crazy because
awesome.
I follow his social media so, because I'm on my phone all the time because I'm working from home. I hope no one listens, but he posts and then deletes all the time.
No.
And I see them because I'm there. I'm there every minute
of
the
day. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And he
Do you mean on
live.
Story?
He posts on TikTok or he'll post on story or he'll post like, he posted a dancing video on Insta.
And then he deletes
it. And he was like, sorry, I'm not very good at dancing. And then within an hour, it was gone. And I was like, well, you're not very good at dancing, but fair enough. And he went live and then this is what I'm getting to, is that he... He's like a cheerleader and he's gay.
Yeah.
So there's not much going on. And he was like,
it's a full time job, both of them.
And he's crazy. Mm. Oh my God, that's my joke.
Yeah.
Throwback to stand up. But it just always turns into like, hey guys, what are you doing?
What's up? Yeah.
And guess what? Your viewers have nothing to
say. They have nothing to say. Stop throwing it
at
them.
They don't care. Yeah. Yeah. I said, how are you doing with things being so crazy at the moment, haha. And he was like, yeah, I'm actually doing well.
Oh my God, you asked a question.
I know.
Flirting.
Well, because it's like on live, it's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I'm a drop in the bucket.
That's good. Hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting. Oh, it's something I want to say about that.
I think live could be good. I think, here's what I thought about with comedy, is that like, and I've been thinking about this whole situation, like, instead of being like focusing on like the loss of like the loss of being able to perform live, think about it like the rules have changed and that like you just have to play the game. The game has changed. So you have to play the game differently. Rather than like, I mean, like you're always going to have like tweets and stuff being like, everyone's going live. It sucks.
Yeah.
But for people who can get into it and do a good job,
that's
right.
But that's like everything.
That's true.
It's like everyone's doing stand up. Well, yeah, that's what's happening.
All right. Just kidding. Never mind. We're going to go back and delete that, you guys. I'm feeling really insecure. Cum guzzler.
There's always, what I just mean is like, there's always the wave.
Yeah.
And now it's just this.
Yeah. And the tea is, guess what? You just do it. You just make it.
But it has made me be like, yuck a bit. Yeah. But I think that's like everything.
Yeah.
I'm always like, yuck a bit to everything that everyone's doing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I didn't watch Orange is the New Black, which everyone was saying was amazing.
Did you ever watch?
For so long. So I was like, I don't want the hype.
Lesbians.
No, because I was like,
women.
When everyone says something, when everyone's doing something, when everyone's on it, I'm like, you know, because I'm not like other girls.
Because you're not like other
girls. And then I did tune in and I was like, what have I been doing? This is fantastic.
Mm.
And the hype doesn't matter.
A plus. I have like, to tell everyone.
I've been cheating myself by, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you can only be cool girl for so long.
Mm.
And it's, then it's like, drink the Kool-Aid.
So annoying when everyone starts watching something and then everyone's like, I watched the whole, like Tiger King.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the day it came out, everyone was like, I watched the whole thing.
I watched it.
I watched it.
I've seen it.
I've seen it. That's Portlandia's guest. Do you know that one?
Oh my God, yeah. Throwback. I love Portlandia.
Love Portlandia. Fred Armisen is...
Goals.
Goals.
He's also abusive.
Abusive, but...
Goals.
Goals. We can't have it all. But yeah, everyone's like, seen it. And it was like, girls, there's 8 hours of this. Like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that time.
I don't have that
right
time.
Right now.
But can I say that I want to see it? Because everyone's going absolutely off.
But I think that by the time that I see it, all the Tiger King memes will be done. Yeah. And everyone will be watching like...
The next thing. Because this
Ruby.
Is what Cheer was. Cheer was this, yeah. and there's always one.
Yeah, that's true. But Cheer like still feels relevant. I think you've got another month for Cheer.
I know, but yeah. But now, it used to be when I'd go on Twitter, it's all Cheer. Mm. Now I'm going on, it's all Tiger King.
Tiger King, yeah.
One just sort of like takes place. Not that the other one isn't relevant, but there'll be another thing. It'll be like Nail Art Anonymous, and that will go like everyone's talking about it.
I got a pussy piercing.
On Netflix.
On Netflix. My special. Yeah.
Okay, this is, you know, we were talking about questions for each other. I thought of a question. This is the one question I thought of in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your Corona playlist? What's your top 5 songs for Corona? And here's one I thought of. Mm-hmm. We found love in a hopeless place.
Oh my God,
Rihanna.
I thought about that one. Yeah. Maddie found a playlist that was like Corona Party 2020. And the songs were like Toxic by Britney
Spears. That's funny, yeah.
There was like, I was going to say We Didn't Start the Fire. That's a bit, that's not that funny.
That's bushfires. Okay, that's wrong.
That was bushfire season, diva. Quarantine divas. Do you know who really popped off for me personally?
Here
which
we
is
go.
Basic.
I know
Miss
what you're going to say.
Dua Lipa. Miss Dula Peep. Yeah, but also, I can't listen to that reason. I can't listen to that album too much for cum guzzler reasons.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Yeah.
And you guys don't know what that means. It's a code.
It's code.
When we start a Patreon one day, you can pay and then you'll find out the code.
Everything that's a secret that will get me fired from my job or will get me in personal trouble, you'll find out on Patreon for $1 a month. $1.
I will sell you my soul for $1 a month.
That is Patreon vibes.
We will post sex videos of us with our partners.
I'll fuck Conchetta for $1 and put a video. I'll put my butt on Instagram.
I'm doing that for free.
For free.
Going live, showing my ass.
Guys, I'm going live at 8 p.m. I'm going to show everyone my ass. Tune in. That is Corona vibes. We're going to be there in 1 week.
We are 1 minute away from someone fucking on Instagram. I need to be the next Kim K, so I need to be fucked on Instagram and then make everyone forget about that. That's how I got famous.
Well, this whole thing blows over. They'll all forget about old Jet.
That's so Yeah.
It do be like that.
It do be like that.
Yeah. What are your songs?
Anything from Flume.
The Rubens.
Oh, what's another band?
A funny one or a real one? Because I got them both.
Pick a hand, bitch. Which one?
There's one bullet in this gun. Just kidding. It's fully loaded.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Speaking of magic, me and Ben have started watching magic. This magic show called Penn and Teller. You know Penn and Teller.
Oh, I know
you're
Penn
American.
And Teller, my friends.
Yeah, my friends. I met them in Vegas.
Were they nice?
Because I paid to go to their show and I waited after to get a photo.
Were they nice?
They were nice. And we've been watching this show and I really like it. You should get into watching magic.
Because I don't like magic.
But that's the thing. Sort of me neither. Here's the thing. You do.
No, no, no. You're going to love it. Wait.
Everybody loves magic. They just don't know it yet.
That is every magician / comedian. They get on stage and they're like, I'm going to do some magic. And everyone's like, oh, no, no, no. They're like, no, no. You're going to love it.
But like.
What are they doing?
It's cool.
Where's the tiger going?
That it's like. I'm not saying magic is cool. It's crazy. But it's like. Here's what's crazy about it. Is that we all know it's not real. Like no one's like, oh, it's a fairy dust. Like, it's not, like, it's not, no, like, we all
they're
know.
They're witches.
Oh, them's the spooks.
I'm going to need to see my priest after this, because there's a ghost in here.
It's like, it's all tricks, but we are still amazed. It's like, the point is, I don't know. I just think
it's
really
interesting. Do you
know
what kind of magic I like? Chris Angel magic.
What's that?
Like the one
put
where he's like.
Put a dagger through my
eye. The one where he's like. I watched an episode once where he was like, I have 6 audience members here. On above each of them is a car suspended by a rope. I'm going to cut all of these ropes. And you wait and see what happens.
What happens?
He's like, and then I'm going to dive into this trash compactor. And he cuts all the ropes.
No.
And the cars don't fall. But then he's like, you take 10 steps forward. And they do. And then the car falls. And they're like, oh my God, I almost died. And he's like, yeah.
And that's what's crazy. It's like, that's not magic. That's just like a stage science. Show. That's science. That's
news. That's journalism.
That's information.
You need a doctor's degree for that.
No, but it's like... I mean, that means it's on a string and someone has a button. They're like, don't press it now. Press it now. And we're all like,
Stephen. Stephen accounts is like, wait, do I press it? And he's like, yeah.
The people who run the Easter show could do magic. It's just like, it's just thinking about, it's like comedy. It's like, think of a joke. How do I make you laugh? Well, it's
yeah.
like, how do I
it's
make
a trick.
You? It, how, it, they're all tricks.
They're all tricks.
What are we doing? And people think it's essential. Go fuck yourself. No. Shut it all down.
If you think the arts deserves any money, you're kidding yourself.
I want to take money away.
Every single person who's ever picked up a pen or a paintbrush, send them to the dull lines. We don't need it. What do we need? Science. A vaccine.
Einstein, okay.
Where's Einstein right now? If Stephen Hawking was alive, we wouldn't be doing this right now. We wouldn't be sitting in our houses like a bunch of little bitches.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. Breathe. you've got to watch it. It's on Netflix. It's really great. It's crazy to see.
Ultimately, it's an ad for Penn and Teller. So what is it, a special?
It's a TV series where...
How many episodes?
It's really... There's only two on Netflix.
Perfect.
But it's kind of a cool premise because it's like magicians have to come on and then be like, okay, trick us. They do the whole trick.
Who, the audience says that?
No, Penn and Teller. And
they
then
say trick. Oh, it's X Factor but for magic.
A little bit. Okay. It's like... They do it, so it's great exposure. So think of it like as a comic. You get to do your set in front of all these people, in front of great magicians or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, so you get the good exposure. But then if you manage to trick Penn and Teller, you win a useless trophy. but like, it's cool that you would have tricked them. And then if you don't trick them.
So they ask, how'd you do it?
No, so what happens is like the two of them talk and then they're like, if they know what they've done, they speak in code that only magicians get. And they nod.
They've subscribed to the Patreon.
So then they speak in code so they don't ruin the trick. Mm. They're not like, okay, the gum was fake. They're like, ah, you used this thing. And then they're like, okay.
So they do know.
Well, if they know, they know. And they say that they know and they go, good luck next time, buddy. But then if they trick them, they're like, you fucking tricked us. And then the host gives them a prize and it just sort of goes like that.
But that's it. They don't get anything else. They just get the prize.
Yeah, it looks like it. But they go to Vegas. Yeah, they get a stay. True. They get to meet Penn and Teller.
Good networking.
A little bit. And it's, you know, it's for fun. What else are these guys doing?
These guys are magicians. They don't have much going on. Have you met magicians?
Like in my personal life?
Yeah.
No. Where do you find them?
I've met... I met... maybe one or two at the fringe festivals.
Well, of course. Like Adelaide and Perth.
Yeah. They're That's kind of they like are. Really serious, I
oh,
find.
Oh, so true. Do you think they're depressed serious or like we take what we do really seriously and we're actually really happy, but...
We're actually really happy. Me on this podcast. I'm actually really happy and I really take what I do really seriously. I think that it depends on the vibe. One of them I met, he was like emo vibe. He was like emo plus comedy plus magician.
Oh,
and he does cruises. He's actually very lovely. But
he
does wear a lot of eyeliner, so he does seem
bad. He's Chris Angel.
I met Chris Angel.
At the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
I was in the shepherd room and he
was
in
playing
the,
to 20 people.
The bunk. It was a tough night, buddy. And he's like, swallow this knife. I like what he does. I don't like hooks. Hooks in the back.
Hooks is terrible.
Don't put those hooks
does
in your back.
Does he do that?
I think maybe a bit.
That's disgusting.
I don't like that shit. Have you remember when the people were doing that in the 2000s when emo people were getting married on hooks?
That's terrible.
Isn't that bad?
When emo people reigned supreme in the 2000s.
They really had a stake in everything.
That's so true.
They were really carrying
goth
some kind
girls
of...
girls and stuff.
Yeah.
Seen
pale skinny and
yeah, when you could get mini straighteners for your fringes.
Yeah
it's all in the bin now. It's Kardashian vibes.
It's
now
Kardashian.
You gotta be hot and
big
thick
tits, lips, ass,
tan
Armenian genocide,
long hair, wigs. Fake teeth,
fake veneers. Colored contacts. Everyone I've ever met who wears colored contacts is completely insane. I'll say that right now.
It's so true. Do you think you're fake? Like, do you think you're getting away with this, brown-eyed girl?
We see it, diva. All right, blue-eyed diva. We see you. No one thinks you have blue eyes.
It's the wrong blue always.
Oh,
it's like
Coco
neon.
Von Trees.
It's like neon.
Bright. They're staring inside your soul.
It's like if you turned the light off, you'd see
the eyes.
Like scary vibe.
Werewolf.
Oh my God. Yeah. Always bad. Mm. Green is too bright. Like brown on thing is muddy.
Yeah. It's not. Who goes for brown? Who has any color other than brown is like, I wish I was brown.
Okay, what? I love brown eyes.
I think I'm, because I was born with brown eyes and because I can't change them.
I hate them. Get them out.
I've accepted it.
Yeah.
But
you
I
think if you could try it again.
Oh, I love
what would
that.
You pick? Blue.
No, I'd look weird with blue because I'm
look
too
weird,
tan.
Yeah.
But like a green maybe could go with my yellowy orange skin.
My jaundice skin. helping me look less sick.
I do have yellow undertones.
No, I think me too.
A little. You're olive. Olive is
That's
gorgeous.
What you are.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I go a bit red. I think it's the Mexican, because Mexican is really just kind of Native American.
Yeah.
Because it's like, guess what? This is Mexico. It's America. We're here.
We're here. Yeah.
It's a bit red. Red, orange, yellow.
Red undertones. But you're saying you have yellow.
Yeah, it's a bad. It's the worst of both worlds, I think.
Does anyone have blue undertones?
Yeah, really pale people.
Oh, yeah.
White, and then make it blue. Yeah.
And then there's pink undertones.
I think, I honestly don't know.
We don't know. But why are we talking about that?
I want to know if I'm a fall or a winter.
No, eyes. No, I'm a summer. Why you like brown? You're like, you were just given brown.
They're fine. They're not great.
I think brown, I love, okay, here's something I just thought about.
Yeah.
I like brown. I like being a brunette. I like having brown eyes. I think that's like a gorgeous, sexy vibe. But then I thought about it. I was like, brown is actually like the color of so many bad things.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I think it's one of the ugliest colors in the world.
Okay, help me think of...
Shit.
Poo?
Yeah. Dirt.
Dirt? There was more.
Why do you think people of color are so heavily discriminated against? Everyone's like, you're fucking disgusting.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. But like, when you look at like brown shoes, brown cars.
Ugly.
But at the same time.
Brown wallpaper.
I back brown sometimes.
Brown carpet. Would you wear brown clothes?
Yeah. I think you can really do it.
Do you remember when I was chubby? I was, actually, I can say fat.
You can say
that. I was fat.
Yeah.
So I can say that.
Yeah. What about it? Yeah, we know.
It's the secret's out. I tried wearing those brown pants,
yeah,
and that brown turtleneck together.
And I think it was good.
I read an online article that said that
browns in, and I wrote it.
And you should wear all brown.
I think you're. If we looked at sexy fashion people, they'll make you change.
But I just don't like brown on me. I just don't like it.
Well,
at all.
It's not for everyone, but I really. But at the same time, it could really be.
I think
like
it looks good
way.
On some people. I don't know.
But imagine if you had a brown Ferrari. That would be insane.
That's what I call my dick.
That's what I call what I shit out in the ball.
That's funnier.
Brown
Ferrari. Okay.
Okay, that's
we're
gonna
write that down. That's a new code.
But no one would be cheering for that. That
no
would be
one
a
would
mistake.
Be cheering for brown Ferrari.
Or like I saw a. I saw a brown car and it looked wrong. But
ugly.
I think that it has to be the right because you can't tell me that there's not like dark brown wood that looks good.
I like wood.
Yeah, yeah, which is brown. That's good.
Yeah, but wood is of the earth. Wood is natural.
Yeah.
And it's like, other than that, wood is like, guess what? I'm on earth.
Okay.
But like...
But fake brown? We hate it.
We hate it.
We hate it. A brown stiletto.
Now that I love.
A brown bangle.
A brown dangly earring. A brown necklace.
Brown negligee.
A brown negligee with a strappy brown sandal. An ankle strap.
And
a brown surgical mask.
Yeah. And a brown hat. A brown
hat standard, though.
What
a brown baseball cap is weird.
That's, yeah.
But a brown chapeau, like an inspector's hat.
Oh, yeah.
Is standard.
Yeah.
Here's what I think about brown, eyes and hair, is it standard? It's like here's your car, it's from 2004, it has wheels and a hood.
Get in.
Yeah, get in. That's brown.
It'll go.
You don't want it to.
It's not flashy.
Smells in here. Yeah.
So you're saying there's more brunettes on the earth than blondes?
Hell, absolutely yes. That's the statistics, girlina.
Oh my God, of course.
Yeah. Did you know that there's like...
Of course.
Do you know what people always
love
to pull out of their ass?
What?
Yeah, I think brown is definitely the most common.
Are there more white people or people of color in the world?
I want to say people of color. Well, wait. That's... If you count color as anything other than white...
Anything other than white.
Then absolutely more people of
color.
Yeah,
right? So that's why I thought 100%. Maybe there'd be more brunettes.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
so. But also, I think it's like the alleles or whatever, like in your DNA. Brown is more dominant.
Make it back to science. Einstein's in the room.
Einstein's back. Yeah, it's like brown, eyes and hair are more common. They're more dominant than like blonde, blue, red hair. Like they're all kind of anomalies. Oh, and that's why we're phasing them out. That's why they say in like 50 years...
We're phasing out non-brunettes.
Yeah, in 50 years, everyone's going to have the same. Everyone's going to be olive-toned skin, gorgeous, huge tits.
No way.
Kim Kardashian lashes.
Kardashian lashes. Wow.
Everyone's born with a set of falsies.
That's great. You're born with veneers. You get a baby with a giant set of teeth.
Adult size. And the doctor says, I love it.
And they're wearing like...
A bangle.
Yeah, but what's that brand? Like, not Pandora, like Rich. Like...
Cartier.
Like Cartier. They have a Cartier bangle.
Bracelet.
Out the machine. That's quite insane. So those redheads better start fucking.
People always start pulling out that stat that's like... Like, name any medical condition at all that's, like, a bit odd. Like, a bit that you don't see very often.
Like,
what's one that doesn't sound problematic? What's something that doesn't sort of impede your lifestyle?
All of them do. That's an illness.
sickle cell anemia.
What's that?
That is, it's very often used example in biology classes in high school. Because it's a good example of, like, things that happen in your DNA. Whatever. Anyway, people are always like... There are just as many people who have sickle cell anemia as there are people who are redheads. So think about that.
Oh my God.
Think about how many redheads you know. That many people also have this thing.
Wow.
People always say that. Anyway, I'm glad that I went into that.
Me too. You took us to church. You took us to school.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But redheads are hot.
Redheads are hot.
Hell yeah.
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley. I always thought he was hot. Although when I was little, I thought from movie one, when I was like 9 years old, I looked up at the screen and I said, that girl, Emma Watson, is hot and people are going to worship her. That was when I thought I was straight. But still, I saw in her a diva. And guess what? A few years later, everyone was like, she's hot?
Oh, yeah.
I called it.
That's awesome. How old are you?
I was also kid age, so it wasn't weird.
Wait, why would it be weird as an adult?
I was an adult and I was like, that girl's going to be hot. I guess that's normal.
I think it's acceptable at any age to call a girl's hotness.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot, but she always will have like innocent girl vibes.
What girl vibes?
Innocent.
Innocent girl vibes.
Yeah, she'll always be Hermione to some people. She's British.
Because she's like, I'm here at the UN.
Yeah, she's UN vibes forever.
She's UN vibes forever.
I hope she's never gone on all fours in her life. I hope she's only done it sitting in a swing.
Sitting in a swing?
Yeah, just like...
In what way?
Like sitting...
She swings into the dick.
I didn't think about the logistics. More like it's like she's a queen and she doesn't have to do anything.
I think she does missionary. That's the one where you lay down flat like a pancake, right? Face up.
What's when you're on top?
Cowgirl or reverse?
Yeah, riding a horse. That's what it is.
I don't know if she does cowgirl. I think maybe a little bit of cowgirl facing him.
And here's the thing, she can do whatever she wants. We're not being like, don't do it.
We're not saying, Emma Watson, if you're listening, don't don't get on all fours. You can if you want.
You can if you want.
I just don't think she should.
I just don't think she should. We're advising you that we think.
The Australian government is issuing an advisory that Emma Watson should not be getting on all fours.
No, doggy.
Because she's British.
She's British.
And she's UN vibes forever.
She's UN vibes forever. What's the next movie? She will be the next Streep.
Is she going to keep... She did Beauty and the Beast. Didn't love it. Auto-tuned to hell.
No, the singing.
Yeah. Girlie, you listen to that soundtrack.
She's British. She can't sing.
She can't sing. That's the rules. Yeah, not good. What else did she do? Has she ever... She was in Little Women.
Oh my god. No, I still haven't seen it.
Oh, diva.
I know, it changed your life.
You gotta see it.
I'm like obsessed that the last movie we saw before lockdown was The Invisible Man. People are still going off about it.
It's
They're being
great
like,
movie.
It deserves all these awards. It was so well done.
Yeah. They did a really good job with that.
That was so much fun.
It was really actually quite good.
We've had fun movie experiences.
I thought the people in the theater were going to be pissy at us.
I think some were.
Okay.
And I got over it. But at the same time, I also thought people were laughing at us. And
that's our job.
That's my job.
Guess what? We're actually on the clock. It's Undercover Boss.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I was also thinking? This is a bit business, but what if we did another, like, what if we talked over, like, a movie ourselves?
Oh, my God, yeah. That'd be fun.
This is the time to shoot your shot.
That is fun. How do we do that, though, in the age of Corona?
COVID-rona.
my sister, COVID-rona.
I'm not sure, and we can figure it out.
Like a live.
Off mic.
A live.
Hey, did you bring up your topic?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, can we finish with this?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What do you...
Oh, no. Don't ask.
You can see the fear in my eyes.
Okay, what?
No, what do you miss about shopping?
Oh, thank you for bringing this up. Okay, great question. Because today I actually did some online shopping, and I was like, oh, I think I get it. Do you hear it with me that it's a lot of, like, I'm late to the party and then I'm like, oh, I get it. But it actually made me be like, I don't miss shopping. But here's what I mean. Like, so much, I don't have, like, shopping trauma, but a little bit of, like.
In what way? Because I'm
realizing something.
Yeah.
If you just say you want blue culottes. You could go into Dottie. You could walk down the strip of the mall and go into Dottie and see if they have them. Yeah. Or you can Google blue culottes and 15 sites will come up. You can check prices and you can not get off your ass and get them sent to you.
Mm.
And I've just had so many experiences where I'm like, bye, I'm going out to get this.
Yeah.
And then it is so much lost time. Mm. And you just feel stupid. There was one time that me and Francesco were like, we're going to go buy this mousse.
Mm.
We went to 5 different Harris Farms. We went, they were like, we don't even sell that here. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. A little bit of that, I was like, should I have been doing this the whole time? But I also have to tell you that the other thing that has always kept me from shopping is that I don't know if something looks good until it is on my body. Ass.
Yeah. Yeah. My dirty ass.
There is no way in hell I've ever looked at a blazer and be like, you'll be good on
me. Agree.
No.
Yeah. Agreed.
So that's kind of like, well, you're sort of chained to shopping in person forever, which I think is good.
I've tried online and it's like, unless I think socks you can buy online because it's like your
hats,
a watch, maybe
accessories, an earring.
Yes.
Yeah.
A dangly earring.
So why? What do you miss about it?
Because those things are going to be the same on you no matter what. I mean, maybe the hat will be too small for your head. I don't know about hat sizes.
Maybe the big head. It's your fault.
That's between you. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Anyway, yeah.
So why? I feel like you asked that because you miss it.
Truthfully, I asked it because I was just listening to a podcast.
Oh my God. The Shopping Network. The beginning.
I was watching the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
No, I listened to this new podcast that's about, it's called Retail Therapy.
Ooh.
And sees like two more New York comedians, make it 40 million comedians in New York City.
Yeah.
And they just talk to people about shopping. And you can look up on Apple.
What's
iTunes.
It called?
It's called Retail Therapy. One of the comedians is called Zach Schiffman.
Mm.
And the other one is a girl. And I feel bad that I don't know her name. And I didn't bother. She's a woman.
She's a whore. Okay. So, and what? You like the pod?
It was just, well, that pod, to bring literally all the way back, it was just nice because, like, did it have me pissing my pants the whole time? No. Here and there, maybe a little bit, yes. But it was like, it was just like a really chilled convo about shopping. Ugh. And just to hear people be like, oh my God, I love opening ceremony. Oh, I don't really know if I go there. Like, it was just like, it just felt like normal vibes.
Listening
especially
to
when,
a convo.
Yeah. When these like. Days, like the world is so like crazy now and whatever that like, yeah, it just like made me feel like I was sitting in a room with these people talking about something boring and mundane like shopping, which is just like nice and relatable.
But that's what human is. It's boring.
That's what human is.
You're human, I'm human. That's what human is, to be human.
To be human.
Is to shop.
Is to shop, yeah.
Well, I love that. And I'm going to listen to it. That has been more of an indicator for me to listen to a podcast than than looking on the iTunes chart.
Mm.
I'll be like, I want to listen to this.
Yeah, give it a go if you want. And for shopping for me, I like, oh my God, I... You can cum guzzle me if you want.
Okay.
If you see me spiraling, then you come say cum guzzler. But like, I think of like my whole shopping journey of like being in middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
Here was my style. Literally cargo shorts, cargo pants, and then t-shirts, novelty t-shirts from online that are like, when the zombies come, I'm going to run.
Santa Claus.
No, that's different. All right. I wear different novelty shirts now.
Fans of the pod know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it was like t-shirts that were like Mario, like you know what I mean? Like it was that.
I'm gonna marry Wario.
I wanna get fucked by Wario. Yeah, it was like that vibe.
Yeah,
and then like,
but kiss me, it's Sunday.
I'm sick.
In the head. Yeah.
Yeah. But then what happened was that as I got into high school and I wanted to start like being cool and shopping.
Mm.
I realized that the way that shopping works is that you find stores that always have stuff that looks good on you. Or that, like, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's store loyalty. It's store, okay, I didn't know that. Loyalty, wow.
That's what I've found. But it, because when I lived in New Jersey, I'd always go to PacSun, which is like surf skater vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to Hot Topic because they sell great novelty shirts. For real.
And three for five.
You Google Hot Topic, it's like emo and novelty shirts. For real. I was afraid of the staff because they all had nipple piercings and stuff. And I was like, hi, I'm just here to buy this Power Rangers shirt. For real.
Oh my God. Can I just tell you what the equivalent of that is in Australia for people?
Yeah.
It is. Oh my God. I can see the store. It's part of the group that Dottie's in. Just. No, it's not Dangerfield. It's like.
Doll Skill.
No. Do you mind if I quickly Google
it? You can Google it. No one cares.
Okay. Okay, it's called the Just Group. Well, make it behind the scenes of Dottie. What's in there? Smiggle, Dottie, Just Jeans. Maybe it's Just Jeans?
The one that has the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like Cotton On vibes? Like T-Bar?
No. I think it's Just Jeans. No. It doesn't matter. I can just see the store. It's in Burwood, Westfield, if anyone knows what I mean. JJ's.
JJ's.
It's JJ's vibe.
The t-shirt says Superman.
I want to fuck Superman.
On the t-shirt. I want to fuck the Green Goblin. And then on the back it says, in the head.
These shirts are for children and adults.
They come in kid sizes. Toddler sizes.
Anyway, so Hot Topic is JJ's.
So Hot Topic is JJ's.
And so those are the stores you
like. It's
liked.
Just brand loyalty. That to me is to me shopping is like I go to the stores I know, and then living when I moved to Australia, I had to be like, wait, what are stores that are good? And I really don't know because I really heavily relied on Top Shop, like Top Man, but they shut down now, so that's a bust. We had to pack up shop.
They
there.
Had to do it to us. They had to absolutely
liquidate. For real. And that was tough. And then
that's where I got my famous dress from.
Which famous dress? The big black, chunky cupcake.
My
one?
Only famous dress. The only one I ever put on Instagram.
I love that dress.
We love that dress. It feels like it's $500.
It feels really great.
I know.
And I saw it on a runway, for real.
On
for
a
real,
runway.
For real, I saw it on an Instagram post on a runway, something similar vibes.
That's great.
That it's like high fashion. So yeah, guess what? It seeped all the way down into the murky ranks of Topshop. And now it's in your closet.
In my dirty closet. This dirty Italian girl is wearing this dress all over town. And people hate it.
No matter what she wears with it, accessories, shoes, bangles, hair up,
hair down,
lashes, no lashes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it makes you look like a princess.
Thank
you.
I love
it. thank you. That's how I respond when someone gives me a compliment. Thank you. You don't have to accept it. You just say thank you. And whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Shopping. I don't care.
Shopping. Okay, I think we should end it there.
Yeah, whatever.
This has been so fun.
It was actually fun.
Can we just say to everyone listening, hope you enjoyed this. You're welcome. This is Corona Vibes.
You're welcome.
No, but it's nice. It's good to be back. And also, so everyone knows, We're a meter apart, and we didn't touch or anything.
We didn't touch anything. We are, yeah. If you're not already, because if you're not doing this already, it's illegal. You're committing a crime. Yeah. But try to stay home or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't get sick and wash your hands. And
yeah, I think this is...
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
You'd have
up.
To be an idiot not to know.
No, it is a bit confusing. But anyways, this is the Corona series.
This is the... And next week we're doing Drag Race recap, so...
I do want to talk about that.
We
one
should.
Then.
We should record yeah. them right after we watch an app.
Whoa. Why okay, not? Let's talk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Goodbye, everyone. All Stay right. safe. Love you. Oh, subscribe. Right. We, you know.
Subscribe,
it's
rate,
not
review.
Over. If anything, it would be more helpful to us now.
Absolutely.
That we can't do shows and stuff.
Share on your
story. Share on your story. Bring the hype back, okay? It's Truly. 2020. It's over. And so.
It's all over. But this podcast isn't.
But the podcast
isn't.
It's just beginning.
And can you get some friends to follow me on Instagram?
Oh, come
because
on.
Because I need
we
1,000.
We gotta get them to 1,000. And you're going to. By the end of this year.
We need it. We That's need my it. One goal. Here are my goals for 2020. The splits, handstands, 1,000 followers. And keep
piano.
Up my full-time job. And piano.
Here's my goals. Fatter ass. Followers. Blonde. Beachy way. This whole aesthetic.
BC
lose
beachy.
10 kilos. Stop having
kilos.
Flat feet. Nose job.
These are all real goals. You're not joking. I really, really wish these things. And I did them. I lost 10 kilos. I'll do it again. I'll do whatever I want.
I'll lose another 10. You'll never see me again. I'm going to float out the window.
Okay, we're leaving.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.